out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Anyone could light a candle.
Just like a flower in the rain. You are you.
Welcome to Our Sacred Journey with your host, Audrey Katagawa. Our program is designed to bring you inspiration, new perspectives, and experiences of love, compassion, and kindness in action. Our guests are global citizens who live and manifest their values, principles, and ideals. Come share in their activism and values that are making positive contributions to humanity. Now, here is Audrey Katagawa.
Good Monday afternoon to all of our listeners to Our Sacred Journey. This is your host, Audrey Katagawa, with our special guest today, Barry Goldstein. Barry co-produced the Grammy Award-winning track 69 Freedom Special with Les Paul for Best Rock Instrumental in 2005. He's provided ambient music for the Monroe Institute and composed and produced for television, film, major record labels, and top 10 recording artists. He's hosted radio shows, written articles, and facilitated workshops on utilizing music, sound, and vibration in healing processes. Barry believes that music can be a powerful vehicle of healing, and he considers himself to be a translator of sacred sound and inspirational song. His passion is sharing music as a way to improve the quality of life individually and globally. And he moves out of a deep belief that music is, in his words, the universal language of love. His music has been used in hospitals, hospices, wellness centers, and individual practices. He's presented at Grand Rounds at Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine and provided valuable information to health practitioners on utilizing music and mindfulness techniques to assist patients and healthcare providers on improving the quality of treatment, care, and health. He recently opened and presented at the Arizona Naturopathic Medical Association's Convention on Bioenergetic Medicine. His music was the first to be distributed by Natural Partners, and in 2013, Duke University and Arizona State University will be embarking on a research study to examine the benefits of Barry's musical series called Ambiology. A current resident of New York City, Barry will be relocating shortly to Arizona, where he hopes to integrate the healing aspects of music more deeply into the medical community. Dr. Donice Warden, who is the owner of Repower Medical Clinic, is also who Barry calls his divine other, and who shares his perspectives on the power of music to positively assist the whole person in body, mind, and spirit toward more vibrant health. Barry has a bachelor's degree in business administration from the State University of New York, New Paltz, and is a self-taught musician. Barry Goldstein, welcome to Our Sacred Journey. I often ask my guests to help me create the sacred space for our program by sharing with us something of deep meaning. So please share with us. I understand that you would like to share with us an intention in helping to create the sacred space.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today here. I would love to set an intention with you and our listeners today that this interview really takes them on a journey where we bring an awareness of how music can assist us in our daily lives, in our healing processes, and allows us to journey from our minds to our hearts where we receive music.
Thank you for that intention for all of us. And you know, I often ask my guests to share about their parents and, you know, to have the guests share how the parents influence like you on your life's journey. And what would you like to share about your parents' influence on your life?
Well, great. I would love to share that. I was brought up in a Jewish household, so I was taught that music was an excellent hobby, but not necessarily something to do for a livelihood. But yet my parents were very supportive in my process, in my musical, in my knowledge of acquiring my musical techniques and learning instruments. And they were there, but not necessarily fully encouraged the professional aspects of it. So I think it was based on the fact that they were brought up in the times of depression, and they didn't really have the belief system that music can actually be a vehicle to support ourselves as well as an art.
And I understand that there is actually a very beautiful story about your dad and how he had a particular influence in shaping your musical career.
He did, yeah. My father passed about 5 years ago. And actually, our listeners can't see, but directly behind us is a beautiful Gibson Les Paul guitar that constantly reminds me of my dad. When I was about 15 years old, my dad and I went to buy my first electric guitar. And we had about $200 to spend at the time. And we almost bought this Fender Stratocaster guitar, which was about $200. And the salesperson saw that he kind of had a live wire on the kind of end of the fishing rod there, and that he knew my father was going to buy a guitar that day. So he came out with one more guitar. And I remember him putting it on the showcase, and he opened the case up, and it was this hot pink velvet velour interior a la the 70s with this beautiful cherry sunburst Gibson guitar with the name of Les Paul on it. And I remember my father taking me to the side and saying to me, you know, this guitar is way, way out of our price range, but if you promise me that you will stick with music, I will get that guitar for you. So, of course, as a 15-year-old, I promised him. And my father put two or three credit cards on the counter, and he took out a French horn that my sister wasn't playing from the trunk, and actually we left with that Gibson Les Paul on that day, which is still with me, as you see, almost now almost 40 years to when we had originally got it.
So that guitar represents your sister's French horn as well, because that was
right.
Traded in to help you buy the guitar. So I also understand that the guitar represented the beginning of you, for you, of intention. And can you share with us what
sure.
that all means?
Sure. Well, I believe everything has a resonance or a frequency or vibration to it, and that we are able to co-create that as well. We have the power to create an intention. And so with that name on the guitar, Les Paul, that I saw for so many years and the promise that I had made to my father, I believe it really set the intention for creating the space of working with Les Paul 30 years later.
And you actually did.
And actually did.
And performed with him at a conference.
Performed with Les in the Iridium Jazz Club as well, yes.
Wow. That's really fantastic. And I also understand that you had a flash of insight that had a very profound influence on you. Tell us about that experience.
Sure. I was riding back from upstate New York, and it was very simple but powerful. I opened my eyes after taking a nap, and I felt the presence of something move through me as I watched the sun setting down on the Hudson River. I felt it move through every cell in my body, and I heard the words, "God is love," and that really began my journey into knowing that I was not agnostic.
Okay, and I understand. Did you notice that this experience created a shift in the kind of music that you played or composed?
Yes, I absolutely did. And for me, there was no turning back. Once having that experience, everything in my life changed. And what happened with music was that I begin to invite God in to co-create with me in every aspect of all the different types of music that I was creating at the time.
And so was there a difference in the kind of music that you created?
Yes, there was. It moved really into a much more connected state. I began to compose ambient music, but also lyrics that honored the sacred. And one of the songs that we'll be sharing is called Through the Eyes of God. That was based on an experience that actually came to me. The writing of the song came to me in a dream. And that's when I began to realize that I was a vehicle for music to come through, that was no longer the author, but a co-collaborator with divinity. And this song came through with the powerful lyrics of, "Through the eyes of God, I have learned to see that I am everything and everything is me. And through the breath of God, I have learned to breathe, and I am everything and everything is me."
Well, can you share with us a sample of that music that you created and which you just described that arose out of your experience of insight?
I would love to share that with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful sample of music. And it's time for us to take a short break. This is Audrey Kitagawa with Barry Goldstein on Our Sacred Journey. We'll be right back with more conversation with Barry.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within. And you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Be the change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned in to Our Sacred Journey. To reach Audrey Katagawa, please send an email to dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. That's dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. And now, back to Our Sacred Journey.
Welcome back to Our Sacred Journey. This is Audrey Katagawa with my special guest, Barry Goldstein. Now, Barry, as a result of your powerful experience on the train, you actually saw music differently, and music is now embraced by you as a particular mission in life, and that you have understood that your music is to be used to assist others to create magnificent bodies of work, using music as a catalyst to open the heart, feed the mind, nourish the soul, and assist our bodies in moving back to its natural state, which is health. So, yeah, I understand you created a whole series of music called Ambiology. Now, what does ambiology mean, since it's not a natural word that anyone can find in the dictionary, but it is a word that was created by you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I received the definition and guidance, actually, and the words were actually separated. So it's ambi, or like an ambiance, right, was defined to me as a place of beauty or serenity that occurs. And then how that affects the biology, our physical body, the beauty and resonance of music, how it could be that catalyst to bring the biology or physical body back into balance.
Now, I understand Ambiology is actually a series comprised of 6 CDs. Tell us what made you decide to create Ambiology.
Okay, well, Ambiology was really very much for my own healing process. I am a type A New Yorker, and at the time was in the music business full time. And what most people don't know is that a pop song or a song they hear on the radio takes between 50 and 100 hours to record. So although it could be a very beautiful process, it could also be very much in the mental domain as well. And I was really starting to get burnt out on the business and why I was originally had entered into music in the first place, which was to be connected to the heart and to share in a different way. And I knew that I wanted to change things. So with this awakening that occurred, I knew that the possibilities of music as a healing modality were there, that all I had to do is allow myself to be a clear vessel to allow the music to come through. And instead of stepping into the role of composer, it was more of stepping out of my own way and allowing spirit, source, or God, whatever we would like to call it, to come in to co-create with me. So it was really a process of, instead of composing, was decomposing, which was very, very new for me.
Well, that's a very interesting process.
It was, and is, yes.
Now, I want you to tell us how you determine what kind of music is maximally suited for the promotion of health. I mean, are there certain frequencies, sounds, tones, and vibrations that you utilize?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There, one of the parts of moving back to that place where our bodies can heal more effectively on their own is actually reaching a place of relaxation and a stress-less environment. So the tempo, or how we use entrainment, is very important. Entraining to music is basically how we adapt to the tempo of music. So for instance, if we're playing something that is more up and dance oriented, it's going to be at a higher beats per minute, and something more relaxing is going to be at a lower beats per minute. So ambiology, we're all composed at 60 beats per minute, which is exactly where your heart is at a relaxed state. Okay, a lot of people reach that state through meditation, or athletes who are very much in physical shape can reach that state as well. In addition to, when you're composing music for relaxation or for the purposes of healing, it's actually the opposite of how I compose pop music. It's really geared towards not having as much melody in there and not having a lot of emotional triggers. So while something in a beautiful ballad or a piece of from even Mozart might be beautiful, it might take the listener into a place of sadness. So when we're composing for this type of process, it's less melody. It's almost like lighting a candle in a room. You are shifting the environment with the intention of creating peace. And those intentions are inbred within the music and the frequencies as well.
And so how do you know that these frequencies, sounds, tones, and vibrations do actually promote health as opposed to create a potential degeneration of health?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a great question. I think initially resonance starts with each one of us individually. So when I'm composing these pieces, you know, it's important that they resonate with me on a heart level and that I receive healing from the pieces, and then they ripple out. And that's really how I can tell, is based upon 10 years of receiving testimonials from how people have been using them and utilizing them in a variety of different ways, that as far as I know, that there has been nothing detrimental that has been shown, only positive effects of this music.
Can you share with us what role does amplitude play on one's health? Because we are living in a very noisy world. Mm-hmm. And so I think amplitude, you know, does definitely have impact. So share with us.
Yes, absolutely. Well, amplitude is the level that we listen to music. So while music, like ambiology, seems like it's a quiet music, if we listen to it, you know, at 10 turned up all the way on our volume, then it's not going to be peaceful anymore. And the other way around as well. You can listen to very loud, you know, music that feels loud to you, like a dance music or hip hop, right? But if you play it at a low level, it might resonate with you more so than it would playing it loudly. So I think for each person, it's really finding what is it that works for you, what resonates within your four bodies, your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies, and saying, wow, how does that feel to me? Because it could be recommended to you by someone else, but it might not resonate with you. So the important thing is to listen to your body as well as the music, and then determine what resonates with you.
And of course, with respect to amplitude, we should be very careful not to damage our hearing and destroy the fine hairs that help us to hear.
That's
so
right.
I also wanted to ask you about how you use an entrainment as a vehicle to the journey of the heart. in ambiology?
Yes, well, entrainment, again, is that it's that piece that of the tempo, the rhythm of it. And there have actually been studies shown that we entrain to specific tempos. For instance, a metronome going in a room, okay, at 66 beats per minute. There was a study done on that, that people showed more benefit from entraining to that metronome just going back and forth at 66 beats per minute than nothing at all. So when we combine that and bring that science into the music, our body begin to shift, right, into that place at 60 beats per minute. You put on that in a room and all of a sudden you find yourself adapting your breath. Your heartbeat begins to adapt and come down to that place where your body has the ability to heal in that capacity of a stress-free environment much more easily.
Well, you know, tell us what role intention plays as a factor in your music.
Mm-hmm. Well, intention is one of the most important things, because I could be creating this beautiful, peaceful music, but for me, if I'm in an angry state of being when I'm composing it, then the listener are going to actually feel that. And other studies have been shown that actually show through ECGs that specific emotions correlate, okay, you see the wave files when we're in a frustrated state. It is not a coherent form, okay? But when we are in a space of love and compassion, okay, that waveforms are shown. So our hearts do pick up on subtle energies of intention, you know, regardless whether you can hear them or not.
Well, Barry, would you be able to play for us now a sample of your music from Ambiology so we can actually experience all the things that you've been talking about?
I would love to. And this evening I'm going to share, in honor of our sacred journey, a piece called The Journey.
Oh, thank you so much. This is Audrey Kitagawa with my guest, Barry Goldstein. We're going to have to take a short break right now. You're listening to Our Sacred Journey. We'll be right back with more conversation with Barry.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
Are you looking to advance spiritually? Listen each week for Spiritual Enlightenment, Advancing One's Wisdom. Your host, medium Maureen Allen, will cover an array of spiritual topics aimed to help you advance your soul's desired growth. Each week, areas of spirituality will be discussed and explored, ranging from strange, paranormal experiences to heaven, spirit guides, and angels. To learn more about the other dimensions and how to better assist your path of evolution, tune into Spiritual Enlightenment, Advancing One's Wisdom, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be visionary. Be extraordinary. Be the change. This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned in to Our Sacred Journey. To reach Audrey Katagawa, please send an email to dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. That's dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. And now, back to Our Sacred Journey.
Welcome back to Our Sacred Journey. This is Audrey Kitagawa with my special guest, Barry Goldstein. Thank you, Barry, so much for playing that beautiful music from Ambiology. And I wanted to ask you about the resonance and the space between the notes of your music. Can you share with us about that?
Sure. I think that's very, very important. Is actually the space between the notes when things are not playing, but they're actually being sustained. Because that's when the resonance and harmonics and beautiful frequencies all play off each other to create these harmonics. And when less is more, when there's not as much going on in a piece, is when our bodies are actually, it's like almost like taking that big breath out. It's when our bodies can actually slow down and integrate. So that is the power of the space between the notes, because for me, that is where the real healing occurs. It's not always where music's being played, but where it's also not being played.
Thank you. Now, how much of a student are you in researching the effects of music on health and healing?
I've become much more of a student over the last year or so. And especially I have to thank my girlfriend, because she's a naturopathic medical doctor. And she had some very powerful experiences with my music, but she wanted me to be able to bring this into traditional medicine, these powerful experiences. And knowing that linguistics are so important, how we communicate that so that people are able to receive them, where is an important part of the role of bringing music into medicine. We have to speak in medical terms. So this embarked upon my journey to learn a new language, which was really the language of medicine. And I think it's just so exciting that we're in this time now where doctors and medical professionals are open to receiving this information of how music, guided imagery, can be of assistance in patient care, but also in their journey. You know, they're also in these high stress related jobs, doctors and nurses, and they need vehicles and tools so that they can better treat patients.
And tell us what studies you have read in, for example, guided imagery and music.
Well, I've done a bunch of research on guided imagery, because within the more spiritual community, we're constantly using guided imagery. You very often hear it say, now close your eyes, okay, and let's take a deep breath in, right? It's almost a pre-segue to any guided meditation that you hear. So I was very curious about the benefits. Where does this come from? Is just closing our eyes and slowing our breath down really help us in any way? And there have been studies shown that our mind moves to an alpha state, which is a relaxed but attentive state. Okay, just from actually closing our eyes. Okay, so as soon as we close our eyes, we are changing the frequency of our brain waves into a more conducive state of being. Okay, in addition to that, those alpha waves are at about 8 to 14 hertz. Okay, so that is the actual frequency of them. And in addition to that, the breathing aspects of moving into guided imagery, of just moving into a place of taking our breath in at a slower pace, actually it deactivates. Okay, so when we inhale, it coincides with what's called the sympathetic phase. We activate, we accelerate, and we tense. So it's, right, we're contracted. But when we exhalate, it coincides with the parasympathetic stage, which is of deactivating, deaccelerating, and relaxing. And when this occurs, the exhalation is coincident with the parasympathetic phase, a relaxation response naturally occurs within each exhalation. So when we're using these techniques in guided imagery, it provides us with moving back to that state of well-being, okay, and moving into that place of our heart again, where we can come into the vibration and slowing down to reconnect with ourselves. And we combine this with music, right, and use some of the things we talked about in the last segment of entrainment, where we're now bringing that down scientifically to the beats per minute of the heart at a relaxed state. The combination of these three things, of closing our eyes, of breathing slower and slowing down, and music, are very beneficial. And some of the results that have been shown from that are that we're getting more in touch with one's emotions during that process, gaining insights into problems, spiritual growth, increased relaxation, discovering new parts of oneself. And results also show that guided imagery and music therapy are helpful for clients with symptoms of anxiety, fear, or for clients who want to increase their self-esteem. And what's great about this, it's not just on a short-term basis, that it actually continues afterwards. They improved after termination of therapy, especially in the mental and transpersonal areas. So I think that science is catching up to spirituality in many ways. We know that when we do guided imagery, that it brings us to a higher state of well-being, a state of connectedness, right? A feeling that we, you know, are with God and with Source during these processes. But I think that the science now is showing that it's beneficial to our health as well. So I think this is very exciting.
Now, you had mentioned, you know, having to learn medical language and linguistics, and you know, there. And I wanted to ask: have you actually read any studies or studied the power of sacred words? Like, for example, behind the sacred word Om.
Yes. Well, absolutely. I'm glad that you had asked that, because when I originally was going to present at this conference, the first thing I did was say, well, what work do I want to share of mine that I know have been effective in different forums outside of medical? And one of them was the use of Om chanting. Okay, there's a song that we're going to share later called Om Shalom Hom. So I embarked upon looking for research that actually showed the benefits of chanting. And not only did it show the benefits of chanting, but there was a new study in 2011 that actually showed the benefit of chanting Om. And this study showed that through MRI, actually, that certain areas of our brain are affected by chanting Om and put us into a parasympathetic stage. This is called limbic deactivation. When the limbic system is activated, we're in a place of stress. But when it's deactivated, which it was showed in the MRI, when chanting Om, that it was deactivated, certain areas of the brain showed up in the MRI that were showing this limbic deactivation. And so in the study group, which is the amazing part to me, for the skeptics out there, the study group chanted the word S, okay, in comparison to Om, and none of this occurred at all. The limbic deactivation was not there. It was only through the chanting of the Om.
So that says a lot about the power of sacred words on health and well-being. Mm-hmm. Now, you created this album called Shine. How does the music in this album incorporate the studies that you know about to help bridge science and spirituality?
Well, in reference to even what we just spoke about, the chanting, there's a chant called Om Shalom Hom, which weaves seed syllables that are found in all different cultures through Sanskrit, Hebrew, and our language in Hom. And in combination with that, intention, which we already discussed, the role of intention, are all inbred in Shine, that we release the illusion of who we think we are when we listen to Shine. And we move into the promise of who we truly are without illusion. Very important where we are now in our consciousness, that we come into our own giftedness, the giftedness of that four-year-old child on the cover.
Well, Barry, would you be able to have us hear a sample of the music from Shine that you created, which incorporates your understanding of the bridge it does create between science and spirituality?
I would love to. And this piece is called Om Shalom Hom.
Om Shalom.
Thank you very much, Barry, for playing that beautiful music for us. It's time for us to take a break. This is Audrey Kitagawa on our sacred journey with Barry Goldstein. We'll be right back for more conversation with Barry.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Being outside the box is your thrival guide to living outside this reality. Are you always waiting for your ship to come in? Do problems happen to you? What if you created your life rather than sitting by waiting? Do you live in the fantasies of this reality? Winning the lottery, waiting for your prince, princess to come, even being healthy? Do you always do what is expected of you rather than choosing for you? What if the rules didn't apply, and what if you could thrive from a different space? Join host Lynn Waldrop for Tools to Being Outside the Box. Listen Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are tuned in to Our Sacred Journey. To reach Audrey Katagawa, please send an email to dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. That's dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. And now, back to Our Sacred Journey.
Welcome back to Our Sacred Journey. This is Audrey Katagawa with my special guest, Barry Goldstein. Barry, thank you for playing that beautiful music for us. And I wanted to ask, do you have any practical methods that you utilize to help people improve the quality of their life by connecting to their own inner music?
I do, Audrey. And what I would love to do is actually if we can all embrace upon a little experiential process together of that. And it's what I call connecting to your inner music. We all were born with our heartbeats and our breath. And these are the sounds within us that connect us to God. I call them the umbilical cord to God. So when we bring our hands to our hearts and we tap into the sacred touch of our own healing processes and utilize our breath, we can connect to this inner music very easily at any time in our day to really reconnect with our own vibration, our own resonance, and that connection becomes more clear to connect to God and Source when we're able to do that. So if you'd be so kind as to join me, I'm just going to place my hand on my heart, and we're going to bring our breath in, first bringing it in from the essence of the Divine Mother connecting to Mother Earth, just gently bringing a breath in through the bottom of our feet, bringing it all the way up to our hearts, and releasing it. Then the second breath we'll take is connecting to the essence of the Divine Father, bringing the breath in through the top of our crown chakra all the way to our hearts and then releasing it. And then taking a breath, integrating those two aspects of divinity through our hearts and out through our hearts. The heart is the center and the place of integration. So bring a breath in through the heart and out through the heart. Okay, and that is a three-breath process. If you continue to do that on your own for several breaths, you'll see that it really slows down what we refer to as that parasympathetic system of feeling safe, feeling that we're back into that space of our heart, reconnected with our connection again. And this is something I do several times a day in the busy aspects of traveling in New York City, and also with having interaction with so many different people during your day to clear your energy as well.
How do we integrate joy into your methodology?
Well, I think joy is such an important vibration, because when we're in that aspect of joy is really when we connect to God, the essence of creation, the essence of fun. So in these days, it's so easy. Most of us have iPods and are using iTunes, and we create so many different playlists for ourselves, but do you have a playlist that incorporates your joy? So usually when I ask people, is there one song that when you listen to it, you can't help be in a space of joy? And a lot of times people are initially will say, oh yes, my favorite song is Earth, Wind and Fire's September, or in my case, the Jackson 5, The Love You Save. All these songs bring me back to a place of joy in an instant. So it's utilizing music as a bridge, asking yourself, where am I now in my energy, in my mood, right? Where do I want to be, right? Where would I like to end up? And what music can segue or bridge that? And you'll find that creating these lists when we don't know how to move out of a rut or a potential situation where we're moving into a depression, that music is very, very powerful in taking us to that bridge or taking us to that place again.
Thank you so much, Barry, for sharing your practical methodologies with us. Now, if there was a message you would like to give to our listeners today, what would that message be?
Well, my message would be that music is so much more than just art and entertainment, that music is a powerful vehicle that reconnects us with the divine. And there have been all through history amazing, amazing beings that have known this, such as Albert Einstein, who actually stated if he were not a physicist, that he would probably be a musician. And he said, I often think in music. I live my daydreams in music. I see my life in terms of music. And I get most joy in life out of music. And I would ask the question, well, where would we be without Einstein? And where would Einstein have been without music?
Well, thank you for sharing that. Because after all, music, as you said, is the universal language of love, which brings us right into our unitive consciousness with each other, with Mother Earth, and with the Divine Creator. So thank you so much, Barry. Now, I understand you wanted to help us create the sacred space for closing this program by giving us a beautiful gift of spontaneous music that incorporates these methods of connectivity with our own inner music. Can you share with us?
I consider it a privilege to do so. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Barry, for spending the time with us today and helping us to close this program by creating the sacred space with your beautiful music. Now, if our listeners wanted to learn more about you and your music, can you please provide us with a website address?
Sure. My web address is barrygoldsteinmusic.com. But as well, they can listen and purchase music at iTunes, Amazon.com, or CDBaby.com.
Well, Barry, your music has really demonstrated to us today how music really is the universal language of love. And we do so appreciate your gift of love for all of us today. May God bless you in helping you to improve the quality of life for many people and our planet through the application of music as a positive modality of health and healing. This is Audrey Kitagawa on our sacred journey. I invite you to join me again next week. My guest, Barry Goldstein, and I wish you all a very good evening.
Thank you for being a part of Our Sacred Journey. Please join Audrey Kitagawa again next Monday at noon Hawaiian Standard Time, 3 p.m. in the West, 6 p.m. in the East, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. This week, think about the contributions of love and compassion that you'll make and how together we can create a better, harmonious, and more peaceful world.
Just like a flower in the rain, you are unique.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.